are back from the break, and fans, Derek Parks was hit so hard when the lights went out, he needed to be carried out on a stretcher, getting a standing ovation from the crowd. Derek Cheap Shot Parks has indeed captured the hearts of all of these fans, living by his motto, the good, the bad, and definitely the ugly. The ring has been emptied and the wrestlers and other assorted debris have been cleared. The lights die and wow, it's the Rolling Stones painted black. It's bursting through the speakers. And in case you didn't know it, this is the Iconoclast old school team. It's bringing a huge roar from the crowd. Here comes the Mile High Monster.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is a barbed wire ladder match and is scheduled for no falls and will hold no time limit. On the line, the BACW Heavyweight Championship Belt.
A single spotlight flickers, headlighting the top of the ramp. And here he is, Obsidian pounds his chest like an enraged primate. And roaring something I care not even to mention, he charges down the aisle, briefly disappearing into the darkness and resurfacing in the ring. The FDF World Heavyweight title is around his neck and leaning over the ropes. The Mile High Monster looks into the crowd with disdain and disgust.
Now entering the ring, standing 6 feet 5 inches tall and weighing just under 290 pounds. He is the only man who has won the grinder twice. So please give an unforgiven welcome for the one, the only, the incomparable, the Iconoclast and WWE's Resident Evil. This is the Mile High Monster. He is Obsidian.
Once a proud owner of the World Heavyweight Championship, Obsidian has made WWA his personal playground, throwing title matches, knocking people out with his T3 termination, and ordering around a midget named Buddy Neat like Cinderella. Who's going to challenge this man other than Kavanaugh and Outlaw? Clearly, no one on the roster right now has the dedication it takes to unseat this monster from even his own arrogance. But how many times can Batiste sell Kavanaugh versus Obsidian before it starts to get old? Obsidian has said that after Grinder 6, Sign of the Devil, due to air in March of 2005, he may indeed be hanging up the wrestling boots, finally retiring from the sport altogether. Is this a trick? Is it a mind game? At this point, no one really knows because, unlike Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, David Vance has never felt the need to play this card. Right now, Mr. Batiste cannot control Vance. And perhaps for the first time in his career, Batiste actually feels intimidated by one of his wrestlers. Batiste would never admit it. I know this. But what would the WWE be like without Vance? Would it be as prestigious? You know, but enough about David Vance, because here comes the champion.
And his opponent, he comes to us from Detroit, Michigan, and is the current BACW Heavyweight Champion. With the motto of hump, then dump, this is the ladies' man! This is Mignon Randall!
Down the aisle with the ladies prancing and dancing in their seats, the WWE's heartthrob Mignon Randall says tonight he will have a bunch of tricks up his sleeve for this encounter with David Vance. Taking the time this week to chastise Jack Craven's opponents, Mignon Randall said that he's been through hell and back while Craven just flat out has been on vacation. Well, Jack, apparently, you know, he's still on vacation, and looking across the ring, Randall most certainly must feel like he's still in hell. The tearaway pants are off. It's Obsidian and Mignon Randall for the BACW Heavyweight Championship crown. And here we go! Locking horns in the center of the ring. Vance pushes Mignon into the corner and wastes no time driving into him with a hard back elbow to the face of the champion. Irish whip into the ropes and out of the corner, and Vance lifts his big boot. Head over heels in somersault motion. Mignon plows through Obsidian's offensive stance with an awesome spinning leg whip, and down goes the challenger. Stumbling to his feet, Vance is struck in the head with a standing kick and falling into the barbed wire ladder that's propped up into the corner. Vance cries out in pain. Neckbreaker by Mignon brutally removes Vance from the ladder, and opening up the rungs into the corner, Mignon starts to climb. Look at Randall move. He's like a cat and leaping into the air. Oh, he just missed with a leg drop. Obsidian rolled out of the way and shaking the cobwebs out of his bald head. Obsidian smacking Randall right dead in the head. said champion immediately crosses his arms over his head, and now looking up at the camera, oh my god, Randall has been busted open. It's not 30 seconds into this match, and Magnum Randall has been broken open like a can of tomatoes. With the A-frame now folded up and lying flat on that canvas, Obsidian strikes the champion upward with his hands around Magnum's throat. Fell on the ladder, and Randall arches his back on the barbed wire in pain. Lacerations and scrapes mar the BACW heavyweight champion. And looking at the crowd, I can hear the women cry, peeling the blood-covered Randall off the canvas. Magnum pumps out the champion back onto the rungs, and the champion seems to be in over his head. Vance is an animal, and with this barbed wire ladder in the ring, it almost makes him like a Doctor Who darling. Into the corner by the challenger and grabbing the ropes, Obsidian stomps Magnum's open wound, creating a one-inch gash on the champion's forehead. Look at the challenger connect over and over again. Obsidian trying to destroy Magnum's face.
You look too Snake pretty now, boy.
Magnum mocks the world heavyweight champion, and opening up the ladder, Obsidian seems to be having things all going his way. Vance is halfway up the ladder and looking through the blood-crusted eyes. Randall is getting to his feet. What a trooper. Randall is hurt. And he's now climbing the ladder to
and
finally catching Obsidian at the apex. The two battle from opposite sides of the ladder. Vance, with the better of the exchange, loops Magnum Randall's arm over his head and leaning back. He leans back. No! Magnum comes out of the hold and free falling down to the canvas as a challenger. Listen to him hit with a sick thud. Magnum Randall is all alone at the top. Grab the belt, Magnum. Grab the belt. Wait a minute, Randall isn't going for the title. What could he be doing? Obsidian is knocked out, caught on the logo. Champion is on the top of the ladder. Listen to the crowd, listen to the minority chant, jump, 360 degrees splash right onto the challenger, and the crowd explodes with chants of holy shit, my god, Miguel and Paco de Leon are throwing all over the table, and listen to them chant, everybody is
going hardcore. You're hardcore.
Only in Madison Square Garden, only in the WWA, only when Magnum Randall's in the ring could something so spectacular happen. Magnum gets up, holding his ribs, but fighting for the pain. He connects with a Randall bolt off the second ropes, setting up the ladder in the corner. Randall climbs once again, looking to end the career of Obsidian and his fight for the BACW heavyweight crown. Into the air with blood streaming down his chest, Randall misses the deliverance frog splash. He missed the deliverance. Rolling out of the ring and looking for a second wind, Randall is quickly running out of gas. Those are high impact maneuvers, folks, and when you do so many in succession, it's gotta take its toll. Down to the floor comes the challenger, clearing the way off the Spanish announcer's table. Oh, look at that. Obsidian tells the Spanish announcers that this was for Muerte and Sombra. In their interviews this week, they said that breaking a Spanish announcer table was disgraceful, but Obsidian is spitting in their face, throwing the monitors to the side and flipping over the chairs. Vince mounts the table with Obsidian. Oh, he's cranking a Magnum between his legs. Cranking up Magnum into the air. Here comes the pain.
Not only on you.
Randall hits the padded chair, lying on the floor.
He's still in fact,
a bad back through the 2003 season, but as of late, it didn't seem to bother him. Look at the resiliency of Magnum Randall as he struggles to his feet. At this point, it's anyone's match, and Randall seems to be recovering the fastest. On the apron, Magnum sees Vance getting to his feet, too, and leaping into the air. He connects with a fast press, punches and punches, comes down on Obsidian's ugly bum, stating the obvious, and picking up the monitor. Magnum cracks him into the skull of David Vance, and the Denver native sees stars. Wait a minute, is that Buddy Neat coming down the aisle? Folks, Buddy Neat is diving into the ring, and he's starting to climb the ladder. Oh, God, no, please. Please don't say Batista's gonna let a midget win the BACW heavyweight title. If Neat grabs a belt, he could be the new BACW heavyweight champion. That's worse than Arquette. No! Randall is climbing into the ring. He won't allow it to happen, and now he's making his way up the ladder. Neat is on the top, but he's too small to grab the belt. Randall has caught Neat at the apex, and he's pummeling the little man with left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, reaching up. Magnum now tries to grab the title, and oh my God, Obsidian's in the ring. The ladder's tipped over, and Obsidian, no, Magnum, no, in the crowd. Look out below. Screaming, and I'm shocked. Someone is screaming that Bunny Knee has broken his leg and that a pregnant woman is in pain. I don't think this was supposed to happen, folks. Inside the ring, Obsidian is setting up the ladder, and now he's gonna climb to become the brand new BACW heavyweight champion. Wait a minute. Oh my God, the title's gone. I didn't even see him grab it. Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the barbed wire ladder match, and still BACW's heavyweight champion, the WWF heartthrob, Magnum Randall!
And he can do nothing but shake his head. Vance dominated Magnum Randall from the opening bell, beating and mortifying the champion within an inch of his life. But somehow, someway, Magnum Randall has managed to dodge the mile-high bullet once again. Vance, this place is a mess, and I'm not even sure if we're going to have a main event tonight. So with the medical team and the seconds out sorting out the carnage and possibly all the losses, it's time to tell you about what's coming up on iPay-Per-View in the month of December. It's just like a dream and I won't wake up.